What up, y'all? Welcome to the Bob Brothers Podcast with Kev on stage.
And Tony Baker.
And we're here to waste your time for you at work or at home or wherever you're at. We like to talk movies and we like to talk other stuff. All right? Today's first thing, top 10 movies. Mm. We doing 10? It's really just top sequels that are better than the original, however many we decide.
Okay.
Sequels that are better than the original. All right. First up, obviously.
The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight.
It's better than the original.
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight is better than Batman Begins.
I would agree. I feel like Empire Strikes Back is better than The New Hope.
Oh, that's worlds.
Yeah.
I also didn't like that A New Hope and The Force Awakens is the same exact movie.
Yeah.
You supposed to steal from a different movie.
Yeah.
Y'all ran y'all own movie back with different characters.
Empire Strikes Back in reverse.
Exactly. I don't like that. Yeah. Y'all could have stolen from anybody.
Yeah.
All right, what was it?
Empire Strikes Back.
All right.
Spider-Man 2.
Now, are we doing... Spider-Man 2 is better than 1. Are we doing, can the 3 be better than the 2? Or are we just doing the 2s are better?
No, 3 is a sequel.
Okay, all right. Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier is better than Captain America. Whoa, you said Winter Soldier, then Civil War?
No, I was just saying Winter Soldier is
better. Oh, Winter Soldier is better than First Avenger. One,
yeah.
Okay, for sure.
Spider-Man 2 is better than...
This is Tobey Maguire Spider-Man?
Yeah.
And this 3 is the best of all. Got...
No, 3 is the worst.
Best, man. He had the black on. He
watch
was
out,
like...
man. Watch
that
out.
Scene, I wanted to leave the theater. When Tobey Maguire was walking down the street in the black...
Man. Oh, my God.
I wanted to take jalapeno juice from the nachos.
Doing this? Oh, God.
And I don't mind the original Spider-Man. The first one was good.
First one was solid.
First one was a great origin film. When he was trying to figure out the part,
And the Green Goblin. Green Goblin was great.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, more than...
No Way Home.
No Way
Home.
No Way Home is the second or third
That's
one?
That's the third one.
That's who was the villain
with everybody in there?
That's with all the villains.
Oh, that's with the three Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
No Way Home is better than
No
Far
Way
From Home.
Is better than Far From Home.
Okay. Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
I personally can't give it to it.
Oh, thank y'all for tuning in. The podcast ends here.
You like the first Sister Act?
I love the first Sister Act.
Yeah, no,
it is a great film.
I think the first Sister Act is a stronger overall movie.
Oh, my
than the
God. Why
one.
Do you
know,
hate
know,
black
I
culture?
Know.
Why do you hate black women?
You hate
Lauryn Hill and Sheryl Lee Ralph?
Black women is still in the first one.
No, just her?
Yeah.
Just
Whoopi Goldberg.
Come on, y'all.
It's just a stronger story and just, you know what I'm saying? I know Sister Act 2
gets
such a
hard story.
It was
a good original story.
Strength.
I liked, I saw Sister Act 1 first.
Yeah.
Right? Because I also like when the really thin nun was, she was scared.
Yeah.
Kathy Najimy, I believe.
Kathy Najimy, yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
Old people, it's a great
film. They didn't give those characters nothing to do in Sister Act 2.
I agree with that. But it ain't their film. Sister Act 2 is Dangerous Minds. In musical class. It's the same film. Whoopi Goldberg is Michelle Pfeiffer, but instead of like, I'm gonna get with the grizzliness of the kids, music.
But it was flimsy.
Nah,
it was flimsy.
How was
kids.
It flimsy?
Outside of Lauryn Hill, it was just flimsy.
Nah, Jamal basically takes the same character. He's the same character as the thin lady, right? Rita's story is great, man. Her mom don't want her to chase her dreams.
Stakes wasn't high. Enough,
the stakes are not high for Whoopi anymore, because she's not running from the mom.
Stakes wasn't that high with the kids.
They was high. I mean, I don't think the stakes need to be high for a movie to be good.
Well, we need some stakes going on. We need some.
They
got to
win the choir competition, or the school is gonna go under, man.
I can't give it to Sister Act 2 just like that. They kind of too equal for me. But if y'all want to put it on there, that's fine.
I am putting it on. I don't need your approval.
It's not a clear, superior film to me.
It's clear.
To me. I know y'all attached to it, but if it
you
wasn't black.
You don't care.
If them kids wasn't black, y'all, you would not be doing this.
The one white dude was white, who was rapping. Joyful,
you would not be doing this.
I would do it. Also, for me, and this is part of it. Sister Act 2 is like, it's ingrained into the DNA of myself.
Oh, that's what's all
I've
about.
I've seen that movie.
That's what's happening. Yeah.
1,000 times. We ran that back to the max.
It's personal.
And it's personal. Movies are often our personal.
But take your feelings out of these sequels.
Ain't no
man.
Way feelings are a part of
take
it.
Take your feelings
Rewatchability is an important part of if a movie is better.
Sister Act 1 is rewatchable.
I don't rewatch as much as Sister Act 2.
That's because you saw the black kids singing. And you was like, yeah, I can relate to the black. It's like church. So you connected to that churchy part of it. And that's all ingrained in your DNA. But Sister Act 1 is strong. I think it's a stronger film.
It's not, for me, sequel better than the original doesn't mean the original is bad. It just means the sequel is better. Some of these, I don't enjoy the original, or it's a stark difference.
Yeah.
For this one, it's not like, oh, Sister Act 1 is bad, Sister Act 2 is great.
Yeah.
It's like, these are both great movies.
It's close.
But it's close. But
this one could go either way for me.
Two
but I'm
going to
let y'all have it.
Thank you.
But I'm not in on
we
this.
We deserve it.
Just so y'all know, I'm not in on
we
this.
We deserve it.
I'm not in on it.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.
Terminator 2.
Erica Campbell is in Sister Act 2.
Is she?
Yes, in the choir.
She married too?
Mm-hmm. Every time you ask me, she's going to be married, right? Terminator 2, absolutely. And it's a perfect example.
Sure.
I like Terminator 1.
Terminator 1
is not a bad
fantastic.
Movie.
Fantastic.
I love the villain switch. I was like, oh.
Terminator 1 is fantastic. But man, when this is a perfect example of when you got more money, you going to make a better film.
Yeah, they had the stage.
And they had the money for Terminator 2, and it showed, and it paid off.
There was fire everywhere in Terminator 2.
It was.
He was rolling through fire on the motorcycle. I was like, man. Bro, y'all, the pyrotechnic budget was...
That was money well spent.
Is that James Cameron?
Yes.
Yeah.
He done delivered a lot.
His track record.
We need to do a James Cameron appreciation episode.
He might have the best track record.
Give it to me now.
Is it so? We're not going to count Piranha. Piranha 2 or whatever. That's what he kicked off with.
Give me the ones you were submitting as like, this is like James Cameron. Yep.
The Abyss.
Love that movie.
The Abyss is great.
Love that movie. It's kind of scary for a kid to watch.
Oh, man.
And also, the ocean's already terrifying.
Come on, man.
They helped.
Shook.
I was like, that's the submersible, basically.
Yeah, shook.
All right.
Terminator 2.
Yep.
True Lies.
Love it.
Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Titanic.
Yeah.
Avatar 2. Aliens.
He printing money with those. He got two of the top three most... Right.
Titanic, Avatar, and Avatar 2
are the highest.
They're one, two, three.
They're like crazy billion.
Yeah.
They're all in the billion club.
Got
with
it.
2 billion for a couple of them, maybe.
Well, yeah. The Titanic just was re-released and made another, like. Million.
They keep re-releasing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So those are his moves. That's his
resume. He's great.
And
he's
Aliens good. Is like my favorite movie.
Yeah, I know you love it.
Man.
I know you love it.
That's the perfect action.
All right.
And that's on the list.
Aliens.
100%.
So if the first one's Alien,
yeah.
Then it was like S.
Now we have
more
than
money,
one.
More aliens.
That's also, I like sequels that more than just like the name too.
Yeah.
Like Aliens.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Because it was organic.
Absolutely.
It was like now that movie, it was literally one alien.
Yeah.
This one is a bunch of them. And they're coming for you. They could have called it that. It's a bunch of them and they're coming for you. Rated R. Aliens is perfect.
All right.
Bad Boys 2, I got to think too hard on that one.
I'm thinking Bad Boys was a great opening. I know Bad Boys 2 made more money, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think
about... Bad Boys 1, Bad Boys 2 had better action. Bad Boys 1 was a better movie.
Is Bad Boys 2 Gabrielle Union?
Yeah.
Or is she 3? She's 2?
She's 2.
What's 3 then?
3 is Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, it was 3. Oh, that's why I kept thinking Bad Boys for Life should have been 4.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the most recent one.
Yeah, that's the one.
That is The Devil Is Not Welcome Here?
Yeah, that's 2. But that first... Here's why I'm stuck.
All right.
Because I like Martin a lot more in 1.
Yeah.
Martin really got more screen time, and he wasn't as whiny in the first one.
Yeah, he was.
He was fussing and complaining, and he was insecure when he thought Mike was smashing his wife, but it was like, but he wasn't. He went over there to kick ass.
Yeah.
But I feel like all that woo-saw stuff, like, why are we doing this in the middle of gunfights? It was funny, but I didn't really like that.
Yeah. The scene like, where the boyfriend comes over was funny.
Oh, that was perfect. That was perfect.
Nigga, you look 30.
Bad Boys 2 has some of the best action sequences in film.
Yeah, when Gabriel Union, when they're in the parking garage.
Oh, that whole.
That was like.
Haitian situation from the car chase to when they get to the Haitian hideout.
It was great. The devil is not welcome here. Why would you tell me the devil? We is the devil, man. The
devil in his house. That was funny. That was even funny. Though Martin was scared, he was just like,
yeah.
We got to call him the devil in his house.
When Martin got high.
When Martin got high on the ecstasy.
Look at your art.
Yeah.
What you want me to do?
With all that woosah, I was just like.
Woosah. But remember, though, woosah was a cultural thing. People was doing.
Oh, yeah, for
people
sure.
People saying woosah a lot after that movie.
He got shot in the butt cheek at the Klan shootout. They nerfed
the Klan
him.
Shootout.
They nerfed Martin though, from the first one to the second one.
They gave him because the whole Will treatment. Will was much bigger star by then.
There ain't no good reason to do it.
It's absolutely a good reason.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
Mike Lowry can still do his Mike Lowry because he still did his Mike Lowry in the first one. Like at the end, he was Mike Lowry.
He was.
He was driving when he was riding in the Porsche and Freeze and all that. Martin was driving though the Porsche.
Am I thinking of the right Klan meeting?
The Klan rally was at the beginning of Bad Boys 2.
But is it like is it racist? Is that or a different movie?
What you mean?
They was at the Klan rally. And they took their hoods off. I'm trying to think of the line. What was the Klan people saying? Was it really funny? Is there another movie with that, or am I thinking
no,
of something
No, the
else?
Klan funny is Django Unchained.
That's what I'm thinking
Where
of.
They was arguing about the hoods. And like,
okay.
Who made these hoods?
I'm
man?
Confusing
well, fuck all, y'all. And I was like, man, this shit is so funny.
But they was at the Klan. Okay.
But they nerfed Martin a
they
little
did.
Bit too much for me.
They did. So you're not giving it to Martin. I mean, you're not giving it to Bad Boys 2.
I always go back and forth on which Bad Boys I like better, one or two. So
Gun
it's hard
head.
For me to make a decision.
Gun to your head. Spread from Contra.
Because Bad Boys holds the record for me for most times seen in the theater, 4 times.
The original?
Yeah. Because Buddy Cop McGee.
I know.
I
think Bad Boys 2 is better.
Bad Boys 2 has better action sequences, but...
And it's funnier, to me. And I rewatch it more of the two. Bad Boys, it's Sister Act again. No shade, no disrespect to the original. And it's not a wide gap.
Yeah.
But if you said, okay, you got to decide, 2 or 1, I'm saying 2 is better
than 1. I just feel
one.
Like 2... Two had too many moments where I was like, man, why would he, even when Martin stuck his head out the car and mid-car flip, he was like, oh.
I like
outside,
that, though.
That
you don't like
flip.
Silly.
I can't give it to 2.
You can't.
No.
Well, I can't. Bad Boys. Now, you gave me a...
I gave you Sister Act 2.
You gave me Sister Act 2. I ain't going to fight your own 2.
Okay.
All right. Now, we also have animated ones as well.
Oh, we got animated?
We got animated as well.
So Toy Story.
They said Toy Story
3.
Toy Story 3 is my favorite Toy Story.
Yeah. Toy Story 3.
Because it built upon the ending when you think they're gonna die hits
Toy
because
Story
you follow the story. I think Toy Story for me it goes 3, 1, 2, 4.
Me too. Same.
Two was solid though.
Two was solid, yeah.
Yeah,
but three was
like y'all got it. Because two was like the guy was stealing him. It was
the guy got caught. He captures Woody and they gotta go.
Yeah, it's that's the one that introduced
the contractor or whatever.
Jesse's in that.
Jesse and the horse.
Yeah,
it's the guy who's a collector who stole him. It was cool.
Al's toy barn guy.
Yeah,
but three was Lotso was great.
Yeah.
The daycare was
the little weird baby.
Oh,
the baby
God.
With the weird eyes.
The daycare was a great place for that film.
Yes.
Like, the collector was cool, but the daycare for kids, I was like, this is almost as good as your...
And then like, oh, he a villain.
And he... Lotso did the salute when he was letting them burn, he said. And took off.
Man.
He was... Yeah.
Yeah. 3.
So you're saying 3 is
Toy
better
Story
than
3.
2.
It's better than 2.
But it's not better than 1.
Toy Story 1 was phenomenal.
It's great. I blame Toy Story 1 for the destruction of the live action sports film for the kids. The live action kids film. I want a study done.
Yeah.
The Little Giants, the Goonies, the Mighty Ducks. 1996, Toy Story 1 comes out. Sandlot as well. Or 95, Sandlot as well. And after that, it was like, we had those movies all the time.
They
before
had
my
Hardball
time.
Since then.
Hardball is an outlier. That was just to throw us off. Because that was in the 2000s.
They redid the Bad News Bears.
That's, get it out. Get it out. Hardball is an aberration. And you got served. They're too old to be that type of movie. But anyway, Toy Story 1 was great. And I feel like it broke the mold for what a movie could be. And the premise is so great.
Man, Toy Story is great.
Because as a kid, I was like, I knew y'all. I knew it the whole time. I knew when I left, y'all was getting up and walking around and talking.
I would say 3 is the best.
Oh! I just said that. 3, 1, 2, 4.
Okay. I say 3 is the best. So, yeah, Toy Story.
So, Toy Story 3.
Godfather Part 2.
Oh.
I go back and forth on this.
Yeah.
Initially, I was like 2, but then 1. Then I'll go back because I watched Godfather 1 and 2 damn near annually.
That's good.
I go back and forth.
See, the problem is I'm realizing, especially for you, if it's not clear and present danger, if it's not a gap.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna give it to the sequel.
I go back and forth too much.
Yeah. Man, I hadn't even thought about that, Cam.
Because if I keep changing, it's pretty much a tie. If it keeps going like this all the time,
that's
it's like
fair,
they're
fair,
both equally
fair.
Yoked, in
I
my opinion.
The first part of the first Godfather to me is just so long and drawn out. And
it is.
The good part doesn't get into like the last third.
It
they
is.
Take a long. That movie's also credited with explaining mob culture to Americans.
Yeah.
And they take their time.
That wedding scene, they took their sweet time.
But I felt like I was at the wedding.
But during the wedding, though, they kept cutting back into his office and he was handling business.
Yeah, because that's when Michael was on the out. He was the Army kid.
Yeah, he's
not even
kid.
In yet like that.
Sonny was just like, hey, man, just be Army
out,
kid
man.
And hush. You
but
know what
two,
saying?
When Michael is, he's
when
in.
They show the young Vito.
I like that part.
I'll give it to 2.
That's a movie that I don't mind the length of it. That is,
I don't mind the length of either one.
Either one.
Yeah.
Like, that is long, but it's not. There's long and there's long with wasted motion.
Yeah.
Because Vito's whole thing, I was like.
I was all in on his come up.
How he get to this point?
Yeah.
Robert De Niro, right?
Yeah,
it was young Vito. I'm all in. Mm-hmm. He's in his bag at that time as well. And plus it's in the black and white. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He was still in the and oh, I love yeah, it was. who was the guy he was at? Who was the boss of that little town?
The Black Hand guy.
Black Hand didn't turn out to be that strong.
No, he was weak. Like, he had no muscle.
He was the Wizard of Oz.
He had no muscle behind him, man. He was just faking the funk, and they pulled his card. Crushed a little light by his little apartment door. I got your ass dead to rights. I got a homemade silencer. We getting you.
So you say Godfather 2, are you giving it to
Yeah,
better?
I'll give it to 2.
All right. We barely. Still respect
barely.
The original.
Barely. Is barely.
John Wick?
Matrix 2? Absolutely not.
No.
Matrix
1
is progressively worse.
X-Men 2?
To me.
Yes. X2 is better than.
Yeah.
Yes. X2.
X2 for sure. Matrix, they could never recapture the magic to me.
No.
Mad Max Fury Road? Does that count as a sequel? Or is that a reboot?
That's a reboot. So, but, the Road Warrior is the best of the initial trilogy.
Okay.
That's part 2.
So you're giving it that?
The Road Warrior is better than Mad Max and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. I feel like Back to the Future for me is the best of the three.
Yeah. It's also the first one often has the set the world up.
Yeah.
So it's hard to beat. What about Home Alone?
I like Home Alone 2 better than 1.
Me too.
Okay.
Even though they run it back.
I usually get pushback on that.
No, they run it.
I like the first one better, but I get why people like the second one. Yeah. The overtopness for me is just too much.
In 2?
Yeah, in the second one.
I laughed harder on the second.
The thing is,
I falling on their head
the bird lady was not, the first guy, the old white dude, I was like, he is murdering children.
Yeah, he did seem like he was murdering kids.
Bird lady's not as
bird
intimidating.
Bird lady was soft from the jump.
And I love the moral of the old guy.
Yeah.
And they also just ran that back. Yeah. It was the same thing with Bird Lady,
right?
But you really is living.
I really like that Bird Lady.
I did too.
And she was indicative of New York,
1,000%.
Yeah.
But the
I like that hotel. That hotel
that's
staff
what,
is,
man.
Is the key.
And
Tim
Curry,
Tim
man.
Curry,
I love Tim Curry.
Tony loves that GIF When he figured it out, Tim Curry was like, the smile. He's like a Cheshire cat.
Yeah, man.
He was like,
I love Tim Curry, man.
I love that Kevin had all that ice cream and pizza. Yeah. I wanted to stay at the Waldorf.
I wanted to be at that hotel.
Because I'm like, man, he ran it up.
I also wanted to be in their house, too.
Yeah, they did.
In the first
one. There's a TikTok, I mean, a Twitter thing that said that Kevin is the villain of those movies.
For sure. 100%. He running up his parents' credit cards. He out here killing thieves. He's a menace. That's the good son, for real.
For real.
That's the good son, for real.
Oh, Lion King, come on, man.
Evil Dead 2, yes.
Ooh, I don't believe in that.
Yeah, Evil Dead 2, absolutely. Evil Dead is an undefeated franchise, by the way. All of them have been good. Evil Dead 2 is 5-0.
Lethal Weapon?
Lethal Weapon. What is Logan a sequel to? Lethal Weapon is tough. Oh, Logan is a sequel to X-Men Origins, right?
Yeah. Wolverine, the one that goes to Japan. Technically, it's a sequel to that.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Logan is 100% the best.
Logan?
Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
What about is Split technically a sequel to Unbreakable?
It is, yes.
Do you like Split better?
Than Unbreakable?
I don't know. I don't know if it's that clear cut for me. I like Split, but I really enjoyed Unbreakable, though.
Yeah, I did too.
Even though it was mad slow, I was just like, I felt it.
Yeah, I don't think.
It also just, I feel like it's so much of a different movie, too.
Yeah, really, that's like, what it is.
Yeah.
This is a different person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're dealing with.
Yeah.
It's like a sequel in name, but it's a different part of the universe.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's almost like an anthology series.
Absolutely. Yeah. That they tie back together later in the, what was the third one?
Glass.
Yeah. Get that one up. All right.
Lethal Weapon is tough, but let's talk about it. Let's talk about Lethal Weapon. All four Lethal Weapons are fire. Low key, I really like 4 a lot.
Yeah. Which is rare.
That's super rare.
To get the fourth one.
I know the critics didn't like it, but I like 4 a lot.
Yeah. This is on you. None of these are my favorite movies. I love them, but not enough to dissect them. Like, this is better than that.
To me, 3 is the weakest of the Lethal Weapons.
I can't even tell you what.
Part 2 was a fun-ass time.
Yeah. I just watched these 2 years ago because we was working on the Buddy Cop. So I'm like, yeah, man. Cool.
Lethal Weapon is probably the sharpest of the four, the first Lethal Weapon. Man, Lethal Weapon is tough.
Yeah.
Because I really like 2 a lot. Back
you like 2 better than 1?
If you caught me at young tone, I'd have been like, 2 is better than 1. Easy. But then when I go back as a grown man and really dig in deep, I'm just like, I don't know which one's the best. But you got Joe Pesci. I love Joe Pesci in Lethal Weapon 2.
That's probably my favorite.
Yeah. I love Joe Pesci in Lethal Weapon.
Because they weren't even trusting each other all the way in 1.
No, they were still getting to know each other, which was great.
Makes good for the movie.
Yeah,
but their chemistry was great in 2.
Yes,
and Joe Pesci, like, he was just funny.
He was funny as hell.
He was just getting caught up in the mix-ups and stuff.
I'm gonna give it to Lethal Weapon 2.
All right, cool.
I really like
this podcast.
Kill Bill 2.
I consider that one movie.
Okay.
Here's why.
That's fair.
Here's why I'm not copping out. Quentin Tarantino initially he shot it as one film, but Harvey Weinstein made him split it into 2. Literally, he was like, no, split it into 2. So it's really one long-ass movie.
I think I like the first one, honestly, better than the second one.
The first half is better, for sure, 100%. But 2 is, if we do count Kill Bill as 2 separate films for real.
It doesn't feel like.
It feels like one movie.
Yeah.
But the first half of the movie is better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that end fight scene.
The end fight scene, the beginning fight scene with Vivica, the anime part. Kill Bill 1 is killing Kill Bill 2.
What about, dang, it just jumped in my mind.
I like Rush Hour 1
That's what I was about to ask you.
Rush Hour 1.
Rush Hour, I just rewatched those.
Rush Hour 1 is funnier. I like Beverly Hills Cop 2 better than 1.
That's what I was going to ask you. But Rush Hour and Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, I like Beverly Hills Cop 2 better than 1. I like the look and feel and style that Tony Scott brought to the sequel.
Yeah.
I think Beverly Hills Cop 1 is funnier, but I just enjoy Beverly Hills Cop 2 a little bit more.
We got a lot. This is more than I thought.
I like Rush Hour 2, though. Initially, I thought Rush Hour 2 was better. Initially.
Yeah.
But then when I go back, I'm like, I think I like 1 a little bit better.
Friday, no way.
No, ain't no.
Ain't no way.
It's not even a conversation for me.
They also, because Chris Tucker and Mike Epps are different,
yeah,
they just feel like different movies.
Yeah.
Like, they're both funny, mm-hmm. but Friday and Friday 2.
They
don't feel the same at all.
They're different directors, too.
Yeah, 3 and on feels like a continuation of the same franchise. Yeah. But Friday and next Friday.
They don't feel the same.
Even, like, the cover, like the poster.
Yeah.
It was, like, Friday's blue and a little darker. Next Friday, it's got the white background. Mm. It's more like, you know, the Mexican dudes was funny, though.
I thought they was overdoing it.
The Little Joker?
Little Joker was doing too much.
He was funny.
When he kept saying Aztec Warrior, I was like.
You don't like silly.
I felt him trying to make me laugh, man.
But then it's still okay if somebody's trying to make you laugh and you laugh.
Nah, man, but it was just too, it was desperate. I know the purpose of a comedy is to make us laugh, but if I feel you trying to make, it's like desperate. Like when Pinky come in, Pinky feel like he not trying to make us laugh.
Nah, he's just pissed.
I feel like he was really, who sent you, nigga?
Say another
you better
word.
Say, if you say one more goddamn word, now who sent you? And then when you start to tear, woo! That to me is just hilarious. As soon as he pull up, hey man, stop turning them corners so goddamn fast, man. I almost spilled this jack on my $200 suit. And then the driver's like, yeah, whatever, nigga. Just. Stuff like that, man.
Oh my God!
So we did Mad Max already. I said Road Warrior was the best of the initial three. The other Mad Max is like, that's not really a sequel. I don't think it is.
Oh, the Bourne series.
Bourne series. I was also gonna say Mission Impossible's got a bunch in there.
Oh, Mission Impossible.
Ghost Protocol.
That's my favorite Mission.
Is the best one. So we got
that's like
that's four.
Yeah,
that's,
that was about
four
that's
or five,
the fourth one.
Yeah.
We got to throw that in there.
And I love Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible
when they
was
first
undefeated.
Took the mask off, I was like, yeah. Oh my God.
We don't know who
they
trust.
Still taking the mask off today.
They still,
it's like, come on,
they ain't gonna stop, man. It's the bread and butter, man.
Blade 2?
I go back and forth too much. I go back and forth with Blade 1 and 2 heavy. But I'm going to give it to 1.
Blade is a solid origin film.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's a good origin. And I didn't grow up reading the comics on Blade.
Nobody did, really. Because he wasn't like a popular character
that.
That's
he would
why show
he was
up
good.
Every now and then.
He was the first Iron Man. Marvel went back to that same approach.
Yes.
And Wesley Snipes is Blade.
He is Blade.
When they did it with Mahershala, I was like, man, Wesley still looked like that, man. He could be Blade.
I mean, I...
He could.
Yeah,
he could still be Blade,
he
man.
He could still be Blade.
Let him be Blade.
Mahershala
left.
But I do like
left.
Mahershala.
He left, though.
Did he
not going to do it?
Yeah, he said, I already watched Living with the Problem. That's what I heard. On my Twitter.
Because
they kept,
the only
it was like
I thought he could do it.
A month or two ago. Because they kept redoing the director or the script or something.
No.
It might have been rumored, but I seen something that said he left the project.
No.
I sent this to Zay Zay.
No.
Tell me if I'm wrong, Cam. I seen it for sure on the rumor wire. And I was
is the
sad.
Rumor wire legit?
That one is usually legit,
no.
But I ain't heard nobody else about it.
I ain't heard this.
Oh, he came back.
Based on December 5th, he says there were creative issues, but he is confirming that he's moving forward with it.
Oh, he's okay. Back.
Whew.
Yes.
Thank God.
So they must have really had the rumor.
Well, I knew it was
and it means
Trouble
he
in Paradise.
Pull on the movie
because they were doing too much.
Yeah,
he was like, bro, which is what happened with Blade the first time. They was taking a long time to get that movie made.
Yeah.
Or no, Black Panther.
Black Panther. Yeah.
Black Panther was taking a long time to get the movie made.
Yeah.
And Mahershala, bro, he got projects.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you think the movie's gonna be dumb, he's out.
Right.
And I was like, bro, it was such a good. I mean, just on the initial announcement, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he's great.
He's the only one that made sense.
Yeah, for Wesley. He even has the sharpness of,
yeah,
you know, Wesley
for
Man.
Sure.
Also, I don't know how we bring this up, but Demolition Man is a great movie.
I like Demolition
Man. It's my most favorite. This is probably not a good movie, but I'm having a good time.
Guilty pleasure movie.
We need
Demolition
to do Guilty
Man
Pleasure.
Is a good time. Oh, yeah, Guilty
Wesley
Pleasure.
Wesley Snipes is gold in that movie.
100%.
And Taco Bell won the food wars. I didn't know why.
Simon Phoenix.
He had the blonde hair, man. He was a loose
Wesley
cannon.
Wesley Snipes is a great villain, though.
He was great. I love that movie, man. I was rooting for him. I never came to the other side. I was always rooting for Wesley, man.
Simon Phoenix was great.
He was in the underground.
Mm-hmm. He was down
there,
man.
They was eating rats and stuff.
John Sport? The hell you doing here, man? I've been dreaming about killing you for 30 years. Keep dreaming. Them lines, dog.
What else we got, y'all? We got a lot. I'm going to recap.
Who?
Two Towers?
Somebody said Lord of the Rings. See, here's Tony's problem, man. I go back and forth, man, because you know when I go back and I look at it, I was one and two. That's just really.
It's one movie.
The trilogy is really. It's like, The Dark Knight is here, here, here.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings is like here.
Yeah.
It never peaks as high as The Dark Knight, but it never goes below Batman Begins.
Absolutely not.
It's like a little bit better than Batman Begins, but consistently good.
Yeah.
So it's not. It's definitely not like.
Ain't no weak spot in the trilogy.
It's three.
You can't
great
look at that
entries.
Trilogy and be like, I didn't like the third.
Nah, it's There's three great entries. Here we go. So far, here's what we got: Dark Knight, Empire Strikes Back, Winter Soldier, Spider-Man 2, No Way Home, Sister Act 2 *. We did not agree. Terminator 2, Aliens, Toy Story 3, Godfather 2, X 2. Road Warrior Mad Max Road Warrior, Home Alone 2, Evil Dead 2, Logan, Lethal Weapon 2, Beverly Hills Cop 2, and Ghost Protocol. Is there anything else we missed? Die Hard?
No.
I don't feel
3 is better than 2, but none of them better than the first one. Huh?
Shrek 2?
Nah.
Shrek is better than a lot of animated movies, though.
It is.
It's up there in the upper echelon for me.
Absolutely.
Of animated movie. It never gets talked about because Pixar had such a successful, like, I don't know, 10, 12 film run.
Mm-hmm.
But Shrek broke the mold in everything they did. And Eddie Murphy's in there, too. He's in Mulan, but he's funny as donkey.
Is Guardians 3 the best?
I would say of that, I would say it's better.
I felt the most on 3.
I think Guardians 3 is the best.
I was in Rocket Raccoon Story. I was feeling emotion.
I was in shambles.
I said, man, they got me crying at a CGI raccoon. His story was heartbreaking.
I was crying in the beginning. As soon as they showed baby raccoons, I was like, I already know where this is going. I already know where we're going with this.
The villain was good, too.
Yes, the villain was good.
I said, man, John Wick.
John Wick, I struggle with
it's
as a franchise.
Kind of like it's all the same.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's Lord of the Rings, but. Batman Begins.
I think one is I can't put anything in front of one wholeheartedly.
Because nothing happened. All they did is, like, think of a new reason to kill people and a new way to kill people.
But the actual story begins with...
It's one story.
Yeah.
So in the most recent John Wick, when he fell down the stairs, I was crying laughing.
Oh, man, he fell down the stairs. All that work he put in.
And then he fell down again.
Man, I was like, come on, man. I got to rewatch that again, though. But John Wick is undefeated.
Austin Powers.
I want to say this. I want to talk about this with The Equalizer. Hear me out. Three is the best. I think 3 might be the best one.
You've been saying that.
That's the most recent one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen 3 yet.
Do y'all agree?
I haven't seen 3
yet. Oh, you haven't seen it?
I've seen 1 and 2.
I would put The Raid 2 above the first Raid.
Yeah, that's...
The Raid 2. The
Raid 2.
But I feel like The Equalizer 3 is the best of the
A lot of people who've seen it, pretty much everybody who's seen it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, I think I'm kind of equalizered out. Mm. But I was going to watch it. I just wasn't in a rush.
Yeah.
And people was like, nah, man, it's the best of 3. I'm going to take your word on that.
Okay.
I need to watch that. Movies come on TV too fast.
Yeah, they do.
It takes the whole lure away. I just left. We saw Fast and Furious, and then I felt like the next week it was like now streaming. I said, man.
Fast and Furious. Fast Five is the best. Fast Five is the best, in my opinion.
That's right in the middle, too. There are 10 movies now, right?
There's 10 movies. That's the back half is just a hodgepodge of ridiculousness, though.
Five. I think I would give it to 5.
When did they stop racing?
5.
Was it 5?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when The Rock came in?
Yeah.
Do they stop racing in 5, or is that the last one where they race in it?
That's when they
started doing extra shit.
Oh, heists.
Yeah. They kind of started doing heisty stuff in four, but five is where it was just like, oh, this is what we're doing now. We government officials now. I think five.
I really
like
Fast and Furious too. Like the first one. The first one
was good. It was a surprise. I liked it way more than I thought I would.
Me too. I remember me and Melissa saw that at a dollar movie. I remember like, oh, street racing. I'd never seen a street racing movie before.
And the ending was exciting to me.
Yeah, and then Paul Walker was undercover.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, two was good too. A little zany. It got into the zany.
Two was...
Ejectocito, cuz! Yeah,
two was like, all right.
I said, forget about it, cuz.
I'm hungry.
Tokyo Drift, I didn't mind. I didn't hate. Because I like the new location, but I would never argue it was a good movie.
Yeah.
And Bow Wow and the Lucas dude was just, that's just random. Just,
man, one, I don't know. Got the regulars, what are we doing here? What the hell is
then
this?
Then they came back with four, like, all right, we're done with that. Everybody sorry,
back. We were just having a good time.
I guess that's really a spinoff. It should have just been a spinoff.
Yeah.
If it was just called Tokyo Drift, I'd be like, okay.
All right.
But I'll give you Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Top Gun Maverick, or is that a reboot?
That's a sequel.
Man, that's a straight sequel. You know what?
That's a good one. I'm giving it to Maverick.
That was a much better time than I thought I was going to have.
Yeah.
That movie's the only thing I don't like about that, which Top Gun kind of had that too, the bad guys are nondescript.
Yeah.
Oh. It's just bad guys.
They
man.
Really didn't exist.
Over
this movie.
There.
Eastern Europe.
They were faceless.
They never, even when they were at the airfield.
They got a red star on their plane.
Right.
They were faceless the whole
time. The guys are just, they were like Bond villains, like Nintendo 64 Bond villains.
They thought they were really slick with this faceless, identity-less
They were
villain.
Like, you know what? America has enough. Yeah. Take your pick. You were Middle Eastern, Eastern European.
And they pulled it off in a genius
Japanese
fashion.
Chinese. Anybody could be the villain, man. Yeah. It's not important. What we got to do is we got to fly under the radar in a minute and a half. That's what you need to focus on. You hear me? Who it is, who cares,
it don't
man.
Matter, man.
Fly the plane under the thing.
They out here.
Also, I want to say this, and this movie made
Godzilla
me realize
Minus it. One is the best.
Get the seen. Love scene out of that movie.
Which one?
Oh, and Maverick. Oh, my God.
What a
when
waste.
She was posed up on the little convertible at the end. Me and Sabrina just bust out laughing. It was so. It was
zero
the
sex appeal, man.
The was just oozing out of that little moment.
I hated it, man.
Him and Jennifer Connelly, man, look out.
It out.
Where's
the
Kelly
daughter
McGillis?
Was funny, like that little scene with the daughter not liking him. But who cares, man?
It didn't matter.
I don't care.
It didn't matter. No.
Shut up. She's but fine either.
Maverick, put it on there.
Yeah, Maverick's
now,
on
Jennifer Connelly is attractive.
She's not in that movie.
I don't remember.
She was past her prime. They both were. That's why I don't care.
But at least they giving him somebody of age.
No, I respect that. You but I don't saying? Care. She could have been in front of me at a Whole Foods. I've been like, can you move? I'm trying to get to the come across, man. I got a recipe. Transformers.
The first one. I feel like that's the only franchise.
I feel
the
like
one's the only one that's like.
Transformers, the first one, is the best.
Man, I progressively have hated those movies more and more.
Batman
but
Returns.
Nothing more than Revenge of the Fallen. When Shia LaBeouf died and he went to Transformers Heaven, if I had a gun in Army, I would have shot the screen. I said, man, this is... How is a human dying and going to trip?
We are proud of you here. We're going to revive you.
No, man.
That was so silly.
That
Horse
is
shit.
Dumb, bro.
Horse shit.
I was so pissed off.
Yeah.
We are proud of you here, human. Man, get the hell on. That don't work like that.
Nah, that was garbage.
All right, anything else?
I'll say this. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade is my favorite
that is my
Indiana
favorite too.
Jones movie.
I like Raiders of the Lost Ark more, but I'll give it to you.
Temple of Doom is good, too.
Temple of Doom, Raiders of the Lost Ark, all fair. But for me...
Last Crusade, I ain't
Last
gonna argue
Crusade,
with you.
It was something about that one that made me like it the best. I love the father-son dynamic.
He was, man, Harrison Ford was just.
And Sean Connery, the two of them.
Oh, they were great together. Mind you, they were only like 10 years apart in age.
Yeah.
But
Harrison Ford looked really young at that time. He really wasn't, but he looked young.
Yeah. We bought it.
Yeah, he was his eyes was like when he would be stealing stuff.
Yeah,
his eyes would be like, I can't wait to steal it.
I loved Indiana Jones
because he knows the stakes, man, and he's like, I got to steal it though, man. You don't understand.
Those movies were fun, dog. In the Temple of Doom, when old girl was freaking out, rightfully so, when all those bugs was everywhere and the thing was about to crush him, and he put his fist through the hole like,
no,
pull it now. I felt that fist of urgency, dog. He like, look, man, I know you got spiders on you, but pull it. Nah. I felt that fist.
Final Destination?
I don't remember those clear enough, but the Final Destination 2 freeway chaotic scene was fire.
It's had a hold on millennials ever since. We don't get behind the trucks with the trees,
man,
because of that.
That accident scene was crazy.
Austin Powers.
I think the first one is the funniest for me.
What's the second one? The Spy Who Shagged Me?
Yeah.
Is that Dr. Evil? I mean,
no, the first one is The Spy Who Shagged Me. The second one is I forget the name of the second one.
But is that the
third
one
was Goldmember.
Is that Beyonce?
Yeah.
No, it's the first one's International Man of Mystery.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're right.
The
you're
second
right.
one's
Spy
Who
Shagged Me.
Gotcha.
Spy Who Shagged Me had Mini-Me in it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
That's your favorite?
Yes. I hate.
I feel like Dr. Evil really took off in that second one.
That's what I'm, and that's why I was like, he had all the funny stuff
it was
in
just,
there.
But I feel like they turned it into the Dr. Evil show.
But it should have been.
Nah, man, Austin is great.
He is good, but Dr. Evil, man, he was his clip percentage of jokes was great.
Yeah, they were firing it up. I gotta come back. I mean, if you want to give it to Austin Powers too, that's fine, but I gotta revisit.
Spy
I just saw the first one again.
Adam's Family Values?
Yes. I think that's better than the first one. Adam's Family 2, I feel is better. Batman Returns, let's talk about this.
Okay.
Let's unpack this.
Okay, this is the second Michael Keaton one.
Yep, Danny DeVito and Catwoman.
Danny DeVito as Penguin, that was the only time Penguin was legitimate to me.
Yeah.
In the cartoon, I was like, Penguin's kind of like a funny villain.
Yeah.
But Danny DeVito, I was like, all right, this guy. And he was gross.
He was gross.
The black and the eating the fish.
Yeah.
Man.
He was so gross.
And Michelle Pfeiffer was.
She was perfect as Catwoman.
Perfect. I don't remember. Who was the villain in the first one?
No pun intended. Perfect.
Jack Nicholson is the Joker.
Jack Nicholson was the Joker in the first one. He was great, though.
In comparison.
A movie, though, the second one, just because they had more money, more tech, and I think they could do more with the character.
I like the second one a little bit better. As a whole.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken was in there, too. I love him.
And then they turned it into the doggone.
After that, it was complete horseshit.
Y'all, that's when the money was too.
Oh, man.
They got the nipples on the suit.
Oh, my God.
Credit card.
I hated Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. I hated them.
I hated it. And I like Jim Carrey.
Puns.
Oh, my God.
Joel
Schumacher. That's a glaring example of when you change directors. The shit is just going to go over the
man,
side.
Man, the thing that pissed me off the most about Mr. Freeze, in the cartoon, his like, reasoning.
Mr. Freeze is great in the cartoon.
You could feel his story.
Man, and him being small and frail helped that. Mm. Arnold Schwarzenegger is just Freeze. I'm like, dog, he's not.
Chill.
Freeze well.
You know what sucks, though?
He
looks fantastic.
Oh, he looked good.
In Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Ass Freeze?
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked cool.
He looks amazing.
But his backstory.
But man, that dialogue. Oh, my God.
Cold ice cream. I was like, and I was a kid then.
Man.
And I was
even
just like.
Even as kids, we knew it was terrible.
This is awful,
this is
man.
This is the worst. This Batman
is
Forever
awful,
and Batman
man.
And Robin are just garbage to me.
That was, who was Robin?
Chris O'Donnell. And then Alicia Silverstone.
When he did the stupid scene of him doing the laundry with the circus stuff, I want to.
Oh, my God, dog.
Nobody is doing that, man.
Garbage.
He was drying up a. I said, nigga.
Garbage.
Put it in the dryer like a regular person, man.
Who wrote
Nobody
who wrote
doing
this
that.
Greenlit.
I love Naked Gun 33 1/3.
I can't remember those movies clearly.
That one is when the penis was in the shadow and it was upside down. I died.
Naked Guns are fire, though.
Leslie, I like that type of movie.
All three of those are fire.
But 33 and a third, man, that scene, boom, I was like.
Christmas Vacation, I feel like, is the best of the National Lampoon joints, even though I love the first one. But I got to give it to Christmas Vacation. That's the one I watch the most. So we'll put Christmas Vacation on there. I'm undecided on the Naked Gun. I can't definitively.
There's so many funny things in there, but they do blur together. Yeah. But I know 33 and a third had that penis scene. All right.
We got quite the list.
It's enough. It's every movie, basically, that we could ever think of.
We squoze it dry.
One more time, all the sequels that we like better than the original. Dark Knight, Empire Strikes Back, Winter Soldier, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man No Way Home, Sister Act 2, Asterix, Terminator 2, Aliens, Toy Story 3, Godfather 2, X2, Mad Max, Road Warrior, Home Alone 2, Evil Dead 2, Logan, Lethal Weapon 2, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Ghost Protocol, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, The Raid 2, Equalizer 3, Fast and the Furious 5, Top Gun Maverick, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Austin Powers 2, Addams Family 2, Batman Returns, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. If we missed anything else, put in the comments, along with other things that we should cover on the Ball Brothers podcast. With that being said, we are gone.